Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Here we go. Show is flying by. Hour number 3. Live in LA, it's The Herd. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening. iHeartRadio, Fox Sports Radio, FS1. I'm heading to Vegas this weekend. Are you heading to Vegas?
Not this weekend, no. Soon.
But yeah, next weekend. Then you go and make big bets.
Significant bets, but let's just keep that between us.
Yeah, that's private.
Yes.
Off-air conversation. I'm going to go with a hang out with my son. Maybe make it better, too. James Jones, Super Bowl champ, Packers, joining us this hour. That was J-Mac, of course. Tomorrow's headlines today in 40 minutes, one of my favorite segments, if not my favorite segment of the week. Well, you watched it. Hopefully, Justin Fields took the field last night for the Chicago Bears against the Seahawks, was under constant duress, and it showed once again why the Bears have set him up, in my opinion, to fail. Just think about 1 through 6, what they've done since he's been drafted. So they draft him. In the second round that year, they draft a tackle with some issues, back issues. He's already had back surgery. He whiffed at tackle. They've moved him to guard. Also in year one, they tweak quarterback one when they get Andy Dalton. So you create a quarterback controversy. Oh, they go back and forth during the year, flip-flopping back and forth with Dalton and Fields, hurting his confidence. Nobody at any job would want that. Then they fire the offensive coach. And then they let their best receiver go in free agency. How they could not afford him is beyond any grasp, considering they don't have many great players. Allen Robinson, now a Ram. And okay, now they hire a defensive coach, first-time head coach, and a first-time offensive coordinator. 1 through 6, you are writing a book on how not to do it. Throw in the fact that they had to trade up for Justin Fields, so they didn't have a lot of premium draft capital. Throw in the fact this year, instead of like Lamar Jackson always getting high draft picks, running backs, tight ends, receivers, a center. No, the Bears went out and got a corner and a safety with their top two picks. That's not how to do it. Create controversies, fire his coach after a year, bring in another first-time coach, a first-time coordinator, let Allen Robinson go. I mean, and now, by the way, so they brought in some receivers, second, third tier guys, and, you know, the guys that can't separate, and so Justin Fields will get blamed for that. Even lowly Detroit, We know Baltimore knows what they're doing and Buffalo knows what they're doing. San Francisco does. But even lowly Detroit, when they move off Goff, they've set it up for their quarterback. They got an elite young tight end, an elite running back. They drafted a receiver last year and he popped. They went and got another one this year. They have two good tackles. So when they move off Goff, you will have key positions, tackle, running back for them, wide receiver. It'll be taken care of. They'll have a couple years in the league. They're setting the table up, and that's lowly Detroit. So basically the Bears' strategy, as far as I can tell, with Justin Fields, as far as I can tell, the strategy is we're going to draft you, and you're going to have to fix this stuff and save us, because that's what it looked like last night. He was running for his life against a defense that's not great. Now, the good news is he throws very well on the run. He's very athletic, and he'll avoid a lot of sacks, but he'll also get hit a lot. But the idea that you ask these young guys to come into this league, Zach Wilson of the Jets, Justin Fields of the Bears, you're asking them to overcome so many things. Mac Jones may not be great. Trey Lance may not be great. You're not asking them to overcome a ton. I mean, Trey Lance has the weapons, the coach, the run game, the O-line. He won't have to win in shootouts, and it's an elite defense. But this is not how you do it. It's just, and I said this yesterday, name me the last great Bears quarterback. Name me the last great Bears wide receiver. Unless you live in Chicago, you couldn't give me two that have been really good. I mean, who's their best receiver ever? Alshon Jeffrey? Certainly good, but do you have a top seven receiver for the Packers all time? So it's just not how you do it. Now, here's another young quarterback, Kenny Pickett of the Steelers. So the Steelers play the Jags, that being tomorrow. So this is very interesting. So Mike Tomlin, I think he's seeing what everybody's seeing. He's going to play Kenny Pickett more early in the game.
All three guys have performed well. I really think the main emphasis and the mentality regarding how we structured it this week is we just simply want to see Kenny in more varsity action. We know more about Mason. Mitch has been around the professional game, obviously.
Exactly. Everybody in the world knows what Trubisky is. We've seen it, highs and lows. Everybody all these years in knows what Mason Rudolph is. We've seen it. The only quarterback the Steelers have that we really don't know if it could be special, because Trubisky and Mason Rudolph are not special, capable, not special, it's Kenny Pickett. Why not play him against the Jags, size him up, Trevor Lawrence, one offense, Kenny Pickett, the other offense, size him up. Now, people look at the Kansas City Chiefs, and they could say, well, they didn't play Mahomes initially. That's not apples for apples. That's a bad comp. He was behind Alex Smith. People forget how good Alex Smith was. In the 4 years, Alex Smith was in Kansas City pre-Mahomes. He made the playoffs three times. Then they drafted Mahomes, and Alex Smith, feeling the pressure of the young kid, made the Pro Bowl. He was 41-20 in Kansas City. He was a playoff quarterback. He had a Pro Bowl quarterback at the end. Okay, and Mahomes also in college had a losing record, was a wild, unrefined talent, and was out of an offense in the Big 12. Nobody knew if it would work in the NFL. Kenny Pickett, pro-style offense, four-year starter, played in the stadium. You watched him play, and he just won the ACC. Don't compare sitting behind Alex Smith with Mahomes' college career to sitting behind Trubisky with Kenny Pickett's college career. Now, again, if you'd have drafted Kenny Pickett last year, you can sit him behind Big Ben. That I totally get, because Big Ben may have aged very quickly, but he still had some special. Big Ben had some moments. I think you can look it up. I think he led the NFL last year in fourth quarter comebacks. He was near the top. So Ben's got some special aging, but you know what Trubisky is. You know what Mason Rudolph is. You don't know what Kenny Pickett is. Well, when are you going to find out? I'd find out the next two games that don't count. Let me see something. Put him right up on the field with Trevor Lawrence, and let's see it. A little comp, side by side. Let's watch him play. But Greg Cosell kind of feels the same way I do. He came on yesterday about Kenny Pickett and what to do with him.
They know what Trubisky is. Everybody does, Colin. Yet they drafted Kenny Pickett with the 20th pick in the first round. That really told you all you needed to know. And when you watch Pickett, obviously it's one preseason game, and I'm a firm believer, and I say this all the time, I'm never defining a player's career on a preseason game. But Pickett just has the look and feel of an NFL quarterback. He's strong in the pocket. He's decisive. He's precise with his ball location. Does he leave the pocket too soon at times? Yes, that may come with experience. He can move. He has second reaction ability. I think Kenny Pickett is their best quarterback and should be the week one starter.
By the way, this is what concerns me about young quarterbacks. Chicago gave their young quarterback a defensive head coach. Kenny Pickett's going to work with a defensive head coach. Seattle is going to draft a quarterback with a defensive head coach. We see the Patriots' lack of sensibility with offense. Matt Patricia now is Mac Jones' offensive coordinator, or is it Joe Judge this series? Like, I think it matters that if you have a defensive coach, it's a little check against development of quarterbacks. That's why I think Jacksonville getting Doug Peterson. First thing Doug Peterson did, all they want to do is improve the O-line, get receivers. I mean, now they're using ATN, the running back, Travis ATN, they get last year from Clemson. He's going to be out in receiving routes. I mean, they are going to bring in all sorts of looks. I worry about Justin Fields, and I worry about Kenny Pickett. If at this point a 24-year-old with 4 years starting just won the ACC, what are you waiting for? We know what's in the room. He's the only guy we don't know what we get. So this is the time to play him. You know, I was just thinking about the Texas name their starting quarterback, Quinn Ewers, today. A really talented, like, five-star guy. And I was thinking the difference between college and pro can be summed up like this. I think the NFL game is just superior, although I love college football. Notre Dame and Ohio State are playing. They're both top 10 teams, at least on the preseason rankings. And we know they both recruited at a high level, especially Ohio State. It's like a two-touchdown line. In the NFL, Seattle is almost tanking against a loaded Denver team with Russell Wilson. Line's 4.5. Think about that. Seattle could be the league's worst team. Denver could be top 5. And that's not like a hot take. Most people think that. 4.5 points. Notre Dame and Ohio State meet, and it's a 15-point spread. So the difference, college and pro, I love both. The difference is the margins are so small in the NFL. That's why a McVay and a Shanahan will move off a Goff and a Garoppolo. They're like, we win games, but to win the next level of games, the margins are tight. You just have to have a guy like Stafford who can make two throws a game. Goff can't. By the way, Super Bowl, no look pass to Cooper Kupp. The margins are so tight. You just got to have about 3 or 4 throws at next level, and that's the difference. I mean, think about Stafford. He made 2 big throws, huge throws. The no-look to Cooper Kupp, and then Cooper Kupp against Tampa over the top. Your guess is Goff can't make those throws. Goff can make a lot of the throws. So in the NFL, the margins are so small that Denver against a Super Bowl bubble team against a tanking team, 4.5 points. Like, that line to me is, it's not nuts. It's in the NFL, a home dog is always a lively bet.
Yeah. But home field's not worth 3 anymore in the NFL, right? It's more like a 2.5, maybe is down it? To 2. I just don't think home is what it used to be in the NFL. A decade ago, you automatically give the home team a field goal, right?
Yeah. Is it because no huddles, 2-minute offense?
I think a lot of these coaches have kind of perfected travel. We need to get in days early, get acclimated if it's a time zone change. Some of the teams are still terrible traveling to London. You know, they leave like 4 days early. You know they're going to get stopped.
So on the betting markets, home field's not 3 anymore.
I think it's more 2.5, yeah.
That's interesting. See, I knew J-Mac, you get J-Mac on the show, you're getting stuff here you don't get everywhere else.
Get some stuff.
Yeah, you learn stuff.
Yeah. Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcasts from.
Want more Herd? The Herd streams 24 hours a day, 7 days a week within the iHeartRadio app. Search Herd to listen live or on demand whenever you'd like.
Thanks.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5, that's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com. Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Car Shield, don't worry about when your car breaks down. CarShield.com. Protection plans, $100 a month. Covers more parts than ever before, or call 800-391-8888. Save 10% in your plan. James Jones, Super Bowl champ, former Packer wide receiver, decade in the league, 7 playoff appearances in 8 years with Green Bay. So I like this. I defended Aaron Rodgers this week because I've criticized him for being passive aggressive. Yeah. I would much rather be him direct than up front. Mm-hmm. I think that's better leadership. So when he gets a little passive aggressive, I've been critical and said that, come on, Brady will bark at you. Yeah, Manning will bark at you.
100%.
So here's Aaron Rodgers talking about his young receivers this week.
The young guys, you know, they got to, especially young receivers, we got to be way more consistent. You know, a lot of drops, a lot of, bad route decisions, run the wrong route. So we gotta get better in that area. Keep dropping the ball, you're not gonna be out there. So it's gonna be the most reliable guys that are out there. There's gonna be physical mistakes that we talked about, but if you're going out there and dropping the ball and somebody else behind you is in the right spot all the time and catching the ball, that guy's gonna play.
That's my favorite Aaron Rodgers. Now, the next day, there was a meeting called, and Aaron spoke, didn't call the meeting.
Yeah.
So first of all, what do you make of the criticism publicly? Some argue, Jason said, if you said, can't you just do that privately?
Yeah.
My takeaway is, if you can't handle criticism publicly, you shouldn't be in the league.
Well, my thing is what are we trying to do? Like, this team can win a Super Bowl. That's what we're trying to accomplish. This team can win a Super Bowl. So that's what we're trying to get done. Number two, if you're playing this game, you cannot be sensitive. It is about production. How can we get the best out of players? These are young receivers coming in. Last time I was on your show, I said you have to earn Aaron Rodgers' trust. You are not going to earn Aaron Rodgers' trust going out there running the wrong route, not being where you're supposed to be, dropping the football. So if you're doing those things, you're not going to play. I'm going to make sure I talk to Coach LaFleur. Do not put him out there. Put him out there because I trust him more to go out there and at least be where he's supposed to be. I love it. I love him coming out here calling out the young receivers because, number one, that is going to force them. Let me get in my playbook. Let me study a little more so I could be where I'm supposed to be. Let me focus a little more, go out here and earn Aaron Rodgers' trust to make plays. You cannot be sensitive in this league. So many people are soft in this league when you criticize somebody or get on somebody. We're trying to win. I used to tell Aaron Rodgers straight up, where I come from, get on me. If I am not doing my job, get on me. And vice versa. If you're not doing your job, I'll make, hey, bro, make that throw. Like, get that. That's about being a brother. That's about being a close football team. That's about holding each other accountable because all we are trying to do is win.
Who do you believe? I don't think they have a number one receiver. People could develop into it. Sammy Watkins is talented, but he hasn't played a full season. At this point in his career, he's a little like Anthony Davis of the Lakers. When he's there, he's good.
Yeah.
Not always there. So Aaron wants to develop a relationship where I got a 16, 17-week guy.
Yeah.
So who's their one to you?
Right now, it has to be Lazar. But I think when it's all said and done, I think it's going to be Romeo. I think it's going to be Dobbs. What I've seen from him on field, how he's moving, how he runs routes, as he gets more comfortable and he understands the offense, he understands reading defenses and what defenses are trying to do to him, he's a big play waiting to happen. He could go up and make the tough catch. He's really quick off the line of scrimmage. I think when it's all said and done, Coach LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers is going to put this young fella in position in the offense to go out there and have opportunities to make plays, and I think he's going to capitalize on that. I love everything I'm seeing from him. He can run. He's big. He's quick. He can do all those things. So I think if he's one of those guys that's out there that Aaron Rodgers is calling out, handle your business and get out there because I think he could really have a big part in this offense.
Listen, we know that quarterbacks like to throw the ball.
Yep.
They always say this. Offensive linemen love to run block. Mm-hmm. They love to go downhill.
No,
they don't love pass blocking because it's harder.
Yeah.
Right? And they're usually less athletic than the guy rushing the passer. Mm-hmm. Quarterbacks like to throw.
Yeah.
How will it sit with Aaron if Matt LaFleur, who developed a run game in Tennessee and has certainly helped Aaron Jones, if he says, listen, Aaron, I need you to throw about 26 times. We're going to be run first. We're going to be 56, 44. Is that we're going to be 56, 44. I'm very mathy. How would that sit with a two-time MVP if we're going to take about four throws a day, four throws a Sunday away from you?
Well, I don't think Aaron Rodgers will mind that at all. You know, because, I mean, if this is where the strength of our offense, I don't think he'll mind that at all. I think the trouble is going to come with LaFleur, are you going to do that? Because we're all looking at Aaron Rodgers like this is the baddest man on the planet throwing the football. Are you going to be that coach saying, hey, I know I have the baddest man on the planet throwing the football, but I'm going to take some of these throws away from him to run it? I think Coach LaFleur has the tougher decision. Aaron Rodgers is going to be good with anything. If us toting it and running the football is going to help us win some ball games or get us in really good third down situations and we could get to a bunch of good little routes, then let's run it. Take some of them throws away from me. But is Coach LaFleur going to say, I'm taking the ball out of the best player in the world's hands to hand it off?
Yeah, no, it's because listen, the two places the Packers are really good. Corner and running back, they're as good as anybody in the league.
Anybody.
Play to your strengths.
Yep.
Okay.
And
so
in the pass game, Aaron Rodgers came out and said, these two dudes possibly are going to have 50-plus catches each.
Yeah.
That is big. So that tells me Aaron Jones going to be on the outside catching some footballs, a lot of screen passes, a lot of short pass game. Get the ball into your best player's hands.
So you interviewed Devontae Adams August 11th. Talking about, you know, leaving Green Bay, going to the Raiders, and Derek Carr, who's college teammate. What was your biggest takeaway on that interview?
My biggest takeaway of how is how hungry he still is. You know, everybody has him labeled as the best receiver in the game, and a lot of people, including myself, say it's not close. You know, and he's just like that. But sitting down with him and just understanding how hungry he still is to show people that, number one, I'm that guy. Number two, I can do it with any quarterback. You know, number three, I want to win a Super Bowl. You know, I'm all pro. I'm Pro Bowl. I done did all these things, but I haven't got to the biggest game. I've lost some NFC championship games. So just how hungry he is to still be the best wide receiver out there is, it really just jumps off the interview. And when you do get a chance to watch the interview, it just jumps off. And another thing that stood out to me is how humble. I don't know if you guys know Coach Keith Williams, the pass game coordinator for the Baltimore Ravens, basically raised me and Davante Adams. So he has a way of truly keeping you humble, no matter how good you think you are, of truly keeping you humble. So last year, as good as the year Davante, he shared a story, as good as the year that he was having last year, our coach called him and said, "You playing like this NBA player, really good NBA player. I'm not going to say his name, really good NBA player, all-star, you know, really good career, but you not playing like Bron. Bron is labeled as the best player in the NBA. You playing like this player." And he said, "I'm thinking like, man, I can't be stopped. I'm this, I'm that, I'm the best. Everybody's saying I'm the best." And he done brought me all the way back down to this, and it helped me even play harder. So it's a really good interview of really how he's just motivated to keep going.
You know, it is amazing. You think about how much football talent there is in the world. There's an argument to be made. The two best receivers – one went to Fresno State, and one went to Eastern Washington University, Cooper Cup. Yep. And Stephon Diggs, by the way, who I love, I think he's an argument he's the best. Mm-hmm. He went to Maryland?
Maryland.
Basketball school. There is a lot of talent in the world. So we've talked about this. I know Mitch Trubisky's ceiling, and I know Mason Rudolph's ceiling. Mm-hmm. Not being critical, they're pro athletes.
Yeah.
But I've seen it. The good days, the bad days. Mm-hmm. I have no idea with Kenny Pickett's.
Yeah.
So it's different. When Mahomes came in, he sat behind Alex Smith.
Yeah.
Well, Alex Smith had made the playoffs 3 out of 4 years before Mahomes was drafted. Mm-hmm. When he was drafted, Alex made the Pro Bowl.
Yeah.
So I'm okay sitting behind. I mean, Alex Smith was playing at an elite level.
No doubt.
Maybe a ceiling.
Yeah.
Okay, Mitch Trubisky's not that.
Mm-mm.
So my takeaway is, even if Trubisky's better, there's a strong possibility his ceiling is lower than Pickett.
Yeah.
And the only way I get to that ceiling is play him.
Yeah.
You're not going to reach. Now, you can learn things not starting.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to reach your ceiling not playing.
Yeah.
To me, it's an obvious one. How do you land on that?
But my thing is you can learn things from not starting, but it's all about who you're learning things from. Like you said, we know Mitch's ceiling. Mitch's ceiling gives us 8 games, possibly, winning 8 games, right? Maybe 9. That's what Mitch has shown us over his career, his ceiling, right? If Kenny Pickett is checking every single box that you need him to check, I am putting him out there with the starters this week if I'm Coach Tomlin. I'm putting him out there. You go out there, play against the number ones, and if he is checking every box, he is my day one starter. I drafted this young fella to be the franchise quarterback. If he's checked every box, even though we brought Mitch Trubisky over here and signed him to a contract, if he's checking every box, he is going to be my day one starter, because I truly believe drafting this kid in the first round, his ceiling is higher than Mitch Trubisky.
I think so too.
What Mitch has shown us, Kenny Pickett's ceiling is higher than his. The best teacher is going out there and playing. I understand a lot of quarterbacks have sat behind great quarterbacks and learned some stuff and came out there and played really well.
I do think you can learn some things not playing.
Yeah.
You don't reach a ceiling not playing.
No, but this young fella right here needs to go out there and play football. And in practice and in these preseason games, if he is checking every single box, he is the day one starter, period. Derek Carr came in as a rookie. They traded for Matt Schaub. All Coach Dennis Allen kept coming in and mean saying is, Matt Schaub is our guy. There is no quarterback controversy. And Derek Carr come out there in training camp, whoom, 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 throwing the ball all over the yard. Come in preseason, whoom, 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 throwing the ball all over the yard. And as players, we looking like, man. And Dennis Allen came in there before that first game and said, hard decision, but Derek Carr is the guy. You got what I'm saying? So at the end of the day,
if he Derek puts numbers up in
Derek
his next
Carr's
start.
Ceiling was higher than Matt Schaub. And he checked every box.
Yeah.
It's his show.
Yeah, that's good. I don't know what the Steelers' schedule is. The division's off. Do you have the Steelers? So look at the Steelers' schedule.
Mm.
Okay, so let's talk this through.
Good game.
That's can you make the argument I start Trubisky for five games and then I it feels like it gets easier as the but you know what, it's an NFL schedule. Let's be honest about this. That's an NFL schedule. Tough opening game. First 2 weeks, you're going to face Joe Burrow and those weapons, and then Belichick, who eats rookie quarterbacks for lunch. And then I get Myles Garrett week three. Now I get a layup in week four, but then I have to go to Buffalo, and then I have to face Brady. In the end, that's an NFL schedule. So my argument is, if it had started really soft, then you say, okay, we're going to give Kenny, let's go, let's go. But that's just your typical NFL. Every other week, you got big challenge.
But at the end of the day, as a coach, you can't look at the schedule. You look at who gives us the best chance. Because even Mitch going into that schedule, if he's not better than Kenny Pickett or Kenny Pickett's ceiling is higher, who gives us the best chance to go out here and win these ball games? Yes, it's a really tough schedule. Three really tough games coming out the gate. But if the young fella checked every box and he gives us the best chance to win games – put him out there no matter who's on the schedule. And that's what the Raiders did.
Okay, Justin Fields running for his life last night. What's your gut feeling on this thing?
My gut feeling is eventually he's going to be fine. This year, I don't know how he's going to be. I'm a really big fan in his offensive coordinator and Coach Luke Getsy. I'm a really big fan. Did really good things with Aaron Rodgers. Been around him for a long time. I love Coach Luke. I think eventually he will get this thing going. He's going to run the football. He's going to make sure Justin Fields is probably going to be getting outside this pocket. But the thing is he doesn't have the guys. I really don't care what type of quarterback you are. If you do not have the guys on the outside that could win right now to be able to help
you. Moody. That's it.
Yeah, that's it. Mooney is going to be a big-time player in our league, a number one wide receiver. Absolutely love him. Turn the tape on Mooney, and it ain't too many receivers out there that's playing better than him. The kid has everything. But he has one guy that can really win right now. So if you take him away, he doesn't really have the weapons on the outside to get the ball out of his hands fast, knowing that they're going to win consistently. So he's going to hold the ball a little bit longer when they are passing the football, and that's going to cause him running, getting outside the pocket, scrambling and all that because the O-line is not big time. But eventually when they build team guys around him, I think he will be better. But this year, I think you're going to still see a lot of Justin Fields running for his life.
Yeah. Good stuff today. James Jones, you brought it today. You had
appreciate it, man.
Fastballs only today. No breaking stuff. The NFL Network, the Super Bowl champ, decade in the NFL, and defending Aaron Rodgers, and I think he's right today. Good seeing you, bud.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks, buddy.
Jay Mack with the news.
No.
Turn on the news.
This is the Herd Line News.
All right, Colin, let's start with the Tampa Bay Bucks offensive line. They just took another hit. Right tackle Tristan Wirfs, a rock. I mean, that guy was incredible the year they won the Super Bowl. Left practice with an oblique strain. No word yet.
Wow. So Jensen's out, the center for the
center's
year.
Out.
They lost one guy. Ali Marpet retired.
Yep.
Wirfs is hurt.
And,
Alex Kappa went to the Bengals. So they have Donovan Smith and their fingers crossed.
Don't want to overreact. And remember, Brady
or
is
Shaq
vacationing
Mason.
Somewhere, allegedly, with Giselle. Not at practice. Not working with these backups. So, listen, Colin, I just wrote about this for Fox Sports this week. Tampa Bay's early schedule is kind of sort of brutal. This is a team you're probably going to want to fade early in the season. Everybody's going to say, oh, Brady and Mike Evans. That offensive line matters a lot. You know that as a gambler. You got to be careful if the offensive line
is
hurt.
And their injuries feel like they're all at receiver and O-line.
Cluster injuries.
This happened to Baltimore last year, although Baltimore's were season ending, but they did lose their center. So Ali Marpet and Ryan Jensen, to me, were great. Top five at their position, both gone.
Three Pro Bowlers on that offensive line last year. And now they start three new guys and Wirfs now going down. Hopefully it's not serious, but Tom Brady probably not thrilled reading that while out of town. Second up, look at this. We're talking about the Atlanta Falcons, Colin. Marcus Mariota slated to be the starter this season, but the team did draft Desmond Ridder. Kid out of Cincinnati was pretty darn good last year. Great college career. Veteran quarterbacks don't love being mentors to the young guys, but Mariota, just what a gentleman. He's embracing the role, Colin. Marcus Mariota said, if you can help guys, especially the young guys out, it's ultimately going to make your team better. So I do whatever I can. I pass along as much information as I can to him, whatever he wants to absorb. Colin, how much do you love this? And do you want to talk about Ryan Tannehill not mentoring the young kid in Tennessee?
Mariota's got a great reputation as a guy, like really, really well-liked. And you know, he's funny because I like him.
Yeah.
He just can't stay healthy. He reminds me a little of Carson Wentz. I just think it's innate. He just runs, and he runs well. I remember a couple years ago, there was a Raider game. Carr got hurt. They put him in. And you knew, it's like, okay, Marcus, we're not going to the third guy. Bow, he's running all over the place taking hits. And I'm like, Marcus, this is not the time. Carson Wentz, same thing. Sam Darnold. Some guys, it's innate. It's hard to coach out. Reckless is the wrong word. I just think Marcus loves to run. He's good at running. He's quick, and he didn't last. But when he was healthy in Tennessee, a lot of times you'd watch games and you're like, yeah, that's a franchise quarterback and a pretty good one.
How good he was at Oregon?
Oh, he was great.
They were so fun to watch. That might be the last Pac-12 team to make the playoff. It was them or Washington.
Yeah.
But Mariota was phenomenal. I love that guy coming out. I thought he'd be a star.
Yeah.
It just hasn't panned out. All right, final story, Colin. The Lakers are still open to making a trade, and their main target has been Kyrie Irving. We know the team is reportedly willing to part ways with two first-round picks to get Kyrie.
However, why wouldn't
Brooklyn is not interested in Russell Westbrook, according to this report. Colin, I feel like we go back and forth on this every
week. I'm not giving you two my future, and I got to keep Westbrook. I'll make the deal with the two picks, but then
you got to
win something here.
Yeah. But I don't know what the Nets do not want anything to do with Russell Westbrook, obviously. Like, what, they're not pairing him with Durant, right? That's not happening. So it's starting to trend like maybe Russell Westbrook's on the Lakers roster to start the season. I don't know what to make of this, Colin.
Well, so if this report is true, and we've talked about this, Joy and I used to talk about this, in Los Angeles, this is a distracted market. Holding draft picks does you nothing here. The Rams haven't had a first-round pick in a long time. You can't worry about the future. There's too many things to do in this town and too many good teams. You can't sell me in a 2026 first-round pick who comes out after 1 year in college. I mean, as good as James Wiseman was for the Warriors, number two pick, he's a kid.
But like 30 games.
They wouldn't put him in a crucial playoff game if he was healthy. They wouldn't. Kuminga, Moses Moody. Like, the idea of draft picks, if you have a good team, draft picks don't play usually substantial minutes in big games until like year three.
That's the conundrum with LeBron, right? Yeah. You don't want the young guys, but you got to give up your future to make the now happen. I don't know. Listen, LeBron got a title in L.A., Colin. I think that's a great – he had a great run in L.A. I don't want to say it's over. It's starting to kind of sort of feel like that.
I would give up the picks for Kyrie.
In a heartbeat.
I think I would. But you got to take Westbrook.
And I still am not a Kyrie kind of guy. That's
J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Yeah, I mean, you go back and forth on this stuff. Would you make the trade? Would you? If I sat down in a chair today, I guess, and flip-flop on it. If I sat down in a chair today and I ran the Lakers and you said, I'll take Westbrook, give me the two picks, you get Kyrie, I'd do it.
What about Buddy Hield? Any interest there?
Yeah.
But give me Buddy Hield or give me death.
I give you two picks.
Two picks, Westbrook. Give me Miles Turner, Buddy Hield. I'll toss in Taylor Horton.
I'd give you one pick in Westbrook for Buddy Hield. I'd give you a first rounder.
But the problem is those salaries don't match because Westbrook's making like $40 million.
Buddy Hield and somebody else?
Miles Turner, who the Pacers do not want.
What's he average? 12 a game, 13 a game?
He was like the third leading shot blocker in the league. He's an active big. You pair him with Anthony Davis inside.
No.
Not that exciting.
No.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeart.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult 21 and older that dips, I'm going to tell you about an American-made success story in Black Buffalo Zero pouches. Black Buffalo's Zero pouches are not owned by Big Tobacco. They're an independent company proudly built right here in the USA by American farmers for adult consumers. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. Black Buffalo Zero is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Bold flavor, full pouches. Black Buffalo Zero pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly but still keep the ritual with flavors dippers love, mint, straight, wintergreen, peach, even blood orange, all proudly made right here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual.
Radio app.
Jason McIntyre. We call this segment Tomorrow's Headlines Today, where McIntyre, the former newspaper man, gave that career the boot, but he still loves predicting via headlines the future of sports. My favorite segment every week. So let's start with this. Tomorrow's headlines today. Stafford tendonitis with the Rams. What's the headline for Matt Stafford
this year?
Feeling
a repeat. I know you like this Rams team a lot this year. The headline will be the hangover. Stafford and Rams can't pull off repeat. Colin, it starts off rough. Four of their first five games are against playoff teams from last year. One metric has the Rams playing the third hardest schedule in the league. And I like what they've got. Obviously, offensively, they got a lot of talent. I like the Allen Robinson addition. I just wonder, health is a big factor for McVay every year. Their teams are always healthy for some reason. What happens if you lose one of those big tentpole stars defensively? Jalen Ramsey has to miss a week or two. Behind him, it's very inferior in the secondary. Defensive line, obviously Aaron Donald is tremendous, but there's not a lot of depth there. And I just worry after a long playoff run last year where they weren't dominant. This was a good Super Bowl champion, right? But their last three wins came by 3 points in the playoffs. Like, you think dominant Chiefs 2 years ago, Tampa Bay, like those are dominant Super Bowl teams. I wouldn't qualify the Rams as dominant. A great run, but no repeat happening, Colin.
Tomorrow's headlines today. Aaron Rodgers ripping those young receivers. What's the headline for Aaron this season?
I'm glad James Jones left because you and him are lockstep on this. I disagree. The headline will be leader of the pack gives the young guys flack. Aaron Rodgers, you know, I had heard, one of these self-help podcasts praise specifically, criticize generally. Rodgers is doing the opposite of this. He is going right after this young kid.
Specifically.
Yeah, and I don't feel that's right, you know? I remember back in college, you know, we would always make fun of each other. Ah, dude, that shirt you're wearing, what are you doing? You got a bad haircut. And then we met this buddy of ours who came in, different area of the country. He's like, you guys are too negative. You got to be positive. Like, man, you're so money. Look, I love those shades you've got. Relentless positivity builds up the confidence. If I'm a young receiver and I come in and my first introduction to the NFL training camp is Aaron Rodgers crushing me, you'll wonder if you're thinking twice and the other young guys are thinking it over. Listen, this could be tough sledding for Aaron Rodgers and company, and now you got a negative outlook. I don't like it, Colin. Right. I don't like it.
I'm high on Derek Carr. They add Davante Adams. Tomorrow's headlines today. What's the headline for Derek Carr this season?
Well, I'm not high on Derek Carr. I know you like him. Obviously, you love the Davante Adams pickup. But the headline will be car stalls and Vegas craps out. Raiders were 7-2 in one-score games last year. Second best mark in the league. We know they got very lucky. They had a negative 65-point differential.
They did.
Got into the playoffs. And, Colin, you talked about it all about Chicago and Justin Fields. Offensive line. Look at the Raiders right now. One guy, Colton Miller, you can count on. Everyone else, I mean, go look at the Alex Leatherwood highlights on Twitter. He looks dumbfounded and lost back there. They're talking about him not starting. The secondary is terrible. The slate of quarterbacks they play, it's just unbearable. I think this is a 7-win team, Colin. Ooh. I don't see the playoffs for the Raiders.
Well, I picked them fourth, but I don't think that's crazy. Their O-line, the reports out of their O-line in camp has not been
very
good.
Very bad, yes.
All right, tomorrow's headlines today. Kenny Pickett turning heads. What's the headline going to be for the Pitt kid now playing for the Steelers?
It's very rare, but you've convinced me. You've brought me over to one side. The headline will be Man of Steel. Pickett leaps over Trubisky to start week one. I read this week, Colin, that Pittsburgh has the least expensive offensive line in the league. I didn't realize it was that bad. So the thought is if we get Trubisky in there, he's at least mobile, can scramble out, make some plays happen. I just thought, why don't you just shorten the drop of Pickett, quick passes, and you got the offensive line going to crumble anyway. I think Pickett's got to be the guy when you've got these great receivers. Pickens is going to win some jump balls. You got Chase Claypool, who nobody's talking about anymore. I love me some Chase Claypool. Tight end is very good. They got a good offense.
They do.
I think Pickett is accurate enough. I think he's ready.
Tomorrow's headlines today. Cowboys been discipline issues on the field. What's going to be the headline for the Cowboys this year?
I know this network loves Dallas. Obviously, Jerry Jones watches closely. I'm sorry, Jerry. The headline will be, boys, oh boys, what a mess in Dallas. Colin, I was talking about this with you before the break. Last year, this is how fortunate Dallas was. Led the NFL in turnover margin. Why was that? Well, they beat four backup quarterbacks. And then four other quarterbacks they beat, like Taylor Heineke twice. Guys who were below average that we would consider. This year, the schedule is brutal. And if you're not generating those turnovers with Trayvon Diggs interceptions and Micah Parsons wrecking havoc off the edge, you just got to start to wonder, can this offense deliver with an inferior offensive line than what they had last year? The wide receiver room diminished with no Amari Cooper. Colin, I'm just not feeling this Dallas team. I think they're wild card at best.
No, I think they're a 9-win team, 9-win team. Plus, you have a coaching issue. You start losing games. Dan Quinn's going to be hovering over Mike McCarthy.
Oh, boy.
Sticking with the NFC East, tomorrow's headlines today. The Giants, new coach Brian Daboll. Daniel Jones, what's the headline for the other New York team?
I need to make a confession to you. I have a text chain with some gambling buddies, and they're like, boy, Colin is killing the Giants. Colin is destroying the Giants. Do we need to look at the Giants? Is there something there? The headline will be Jonesing for a Giant jump.
Oh, come
Colin,
on.
This is going to surprise you. I looked up the numbers. I know they were 4-13 last year.
Okay.
Did you realize in games Daniel Jones started and finished, they were 4-6. Not awful. Minus 27 point differential. But when you got to go to Jake Fromm and Mike Glennon, they were absolute garbage. Also, they had the third worst injury luck in the NFL. The wide receivers always decimated. You know, Daniel Jones never played one snap with his three starting receivers and Saquon Barkley in the backfield.
That's interesting.
Barkley missed four games, I think. He's always hurt. But this is a big bet on Brian Daboll. I cannot believe
what's
what
the
I
over
saw.
Under six?
I think it's 6.5, but I think it's trending upward. The Cowboys was 10.5, bet down to 10. I think the Giants are a team you need to look at. They are my sleeper bet to win the NFC East.
Wow.
I mean, I know everybody loves the Eagles, and that's understandable. So, but if you are in Vegas this weekend with your son, maybe he's watching this segment, he says, nah, that Jason guy, I'm feeling these Giants. By the way, everybody's talking about Parsons in Dallas was dominant as a rookie. Take a look at Ojulari, the kid coming off the edge. He had 10 sacks for the Giants. Nobody's talking about him. And they had Thibodeau in the draft, Dexter Lawrence.
They have three first-round picks on the D-line.
And they got a new defensive coordinator. I just think a culture change, getting rid of Joe Judge, bringing in a new offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator. I think the Giants are going to be good. And I hate saying this as a Jets fan.
I'll tell you something. That was as good a sales job as you've done on this show. I have just been so down on the Giants, and that was a sales job or a sales job?
I'll take it.
Home security is not a game. Trust SimpliSafe Home Security. Advanced technology puts the safety of you and your family first. Right now, get a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring at SimpliSafeColin.com. SimpliSafe, C-O-L-I-N.com. So in review, you don't like the Rams.
No, I like the Rams. I don't love them to win the Super Bowl.
Okay, so you're not as high as I am on the Rams. You don't like the Raiders. You don't like Dallas, and you do like the Giants. Well, I will say this. Dallas, to me, 8 of 12 came with either backups or bottom 10 quarterbacks.
That's why they led the NFL in turnover margin.
Yeah.
Facing bad quarterbacks.
Not getting that
so
this
we agree on the Vikings. We are very bullish on the Minnesota
and
Vikings.
I also, you got me thinking about the Jaguars. I think you're right. I think offensively they'll be the most talented team in the division. So because the Titans lost their top receiver and Colts don't have a second. So I think Jacksonville will score their way to some shootout wins in that division. Yeah. So I'm with you. I think the Jags could get to 8 wins potentially. J-Mac, great job. We'll see you Monday. Be safe. Speak for yourself. Coming up next. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Dakovas.com. Stores are great, but it's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.